Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Islamic State is claiming credit for a bomb attack in Kabul on Saturday that killed at least 80 people, wounded more than 230 others. Sayyid Dawood is a relative of one of the victims of the assault.
They already have given their martyrs, they already have been killed, and they're not afraid of anything after this. I think the most frightening thing is to be killed, yeah? Now we are killed, and there's nothing to be afraid of.
Saturday's happened during a peaceful protest rally. Thousands of people from Afghanistan's Hazara minority demonstrated demanding changes to the root of a planned power line. On a website linked to the Islamic State, it was noted that the attack was meant to warn the Afghanistan Hazaras, who are mostly Shiites, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against IS. Pakistan is under renewed pressure from Turkish authorities to shut down educational institutions in the country, as well as other businesses run by the Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey's leadership alleges that Gulen was the mastermind of last week's failed coup plot. Gulen now lives in the United States and has denied involvement. Senior faction of South Sudan's armed opposition has moved to replace its leader, First Vice President Riek Machar, who went into hiding earlier this month for fear of being killed by supporters of his longtime rival, President Salva Kiir. Kiir and Machar fell out in 2013, just over 2 years after South Sudan gained independence, when Kiir fired the vice president after accusing him of conspiring against him. This is VOA News.